Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all to the KKMT Radio Network. As usual, BTR is tripping. Not sure exactly what's going on. We can't play any music. Hope you guys can hear me. I'm not sure if I'm broadcasting or not. The switchboard is kaput. Sad that we have to pay for this service, and yet we can't seem to get it to work right. Going to wait and see what happens. Going to test out the old sound waves ourselves. By the way, you're at Dr. Rock's Computer Love on the KKMT Radio Network, and we're going to be here every Thursday night. That's 7 p.m., it's 8 p.m. rather, to 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. Let's see what happens when I call in, because what we got is a faux pas. Let's see here. Exactly. We got a mess here.
All right, everybody, we're having some technical difficulties, but you're still at the Dr. Rock Computer Love show that we do every Thursday night here in Houston, Texas, Central Time, 8 p.m., Eastern Time, 9 p.m. We're trying to get this stuff straightened out, and we appreciate you guys being patient and holding on for these few minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get you a little music kicked off, and we're going to be back right on the other end of this and get these technical difficulties worked out. Again, you listen to the Dr. Rock Computer Love show every Thursday night, Houston, Texas, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right back.
Complain.
just need you to acknowledge I am here. If you give me half a chance, I'll prove this to you. I will be patient, kind, faithful, and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves art, respects the spirit world and thinks with his heart. I am ready for love if you'll take me in your hand. I will learn what you teach and do the best that I can.
That's right. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves that question. Well, first I want to see Dr. Rock. Are you online? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Now, see,
I apologize for
out.
The technical difficulties, guys. Technology is a mean mother for you. I'm telling you, it's always going to be something, but we're going to keep on moving forward. We got a very provocative show for you guys tonight. It's titled, In a Marriage, Love is Not Enough. Anybody out there willing to live in a tent with a doctor? A cardboard box, maybe. We don't need any money, do we, guys? Only thing we need is love. Professor K, you're going to have to control the switchboard. I can't even see the callers, and I can't control the music.
All right. Well, just real quick, I know we got a couple of callers, and folks, you know the routine. If you have something to say or you want to chime into the conversation, just hit the number one, and I'll bring you in with the doctor. So I know we got some folks on the line, 843. Don't be scared. Don't hesitate, and don't play the hating. Just get on in and participate. So I'm going to go ahead, Dr. Mike, you want me to go ahead and read the title or get the title for the show?
Go ahead
started?
And put out the information, the description of the show for tonight.
All right. So like the doctor just said, in a marriage, love is not enough. So the romantic illusion of love can most be easily disrupted by the lack of communication, commitment, trust, loyalty, and, of course, money. And I'm going to steal one of your lines. And the damn thing funny in this land of milk and honey. So a marriage is an independent entity where two people, they come together in agreement to share and care for each other. But that same mutual agreement, usually discontinued, disconnected by the lack of one or more of the above. And let's not forget that lack of sex. Don't act like y'all don't know. It's a huge problem in most relationships. It creates what can be called a carnal cavern that will more than likely never again be made whole.
That's a sad situation, guys. Every time you say no to your particular mate, you increase the distance between you guys. That's what that carnal cavern is about. We have to learn to, for some odd reason, seems to be difficult for people to just become cooperative and participatory in a relationship, and therefore relationships today aren't productive. So, again, we're going to try to just work on that tonight. What else do you think is needed in a marriage there, Professor K? Besides just some some love. I guess we're going to need a little money. I know they're all going to say, the first thing they're going to say, we got to have some money, man.
Well, you know, hey, I mean, you know, it's always, it's strange that I always, you know, hear the brother saying, hey, you know, maybe we don't need all this money. You know, hey, I think it was that boy named Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
He said, we don't need any money. We can fill up on love alone. But,
yeah.
You know, you have these women, they come back with that, ain't no romance without no finance, baby.
Exactly.
That's the real stuff. That's the real deal, Holyfield, right there.
Yeah, but, you know, some of us are hopeless romantics. We're in love with the thought of being in love. Therefore, we approach it from a different perspective. And, of course, we know men are from Mars and women are from Venus, so we're going to look at things totally different. However, you know, love has to be able to stand alone, and that's the problem. Unfortunately, now, today, we equate love with everything else, especially finance.
Mm-hmm.
So he got that job.
Yeah,
you don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just want what he got.
And it's much easier to forgive, it seems, that a guy who got some money. You know,
well,
it's always easy. It seems like it's easy to forgive some money because, you know, they say money can't buy happiness. But I was reading this article and I was thinking, it can't buy happiness, but it probably can buy you opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And it can buy you things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you can't find happiness in those things. That's been proven. You know, millionaires are jumping out of the 22nd story windows, and people are still unhappy even though they have money and they have things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that love. Again, we were talking, we always say on the physiological ladder of needs, the most important thing to anybody beyond food, shelter, and water is that desire, that need to be wanted by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives us our worth and our value. That's what makes us feel as though we are somebody. Without that, all the money in the world can't replace it. However, when you say, I do, boo, you better have some mans because you probably won't have many friends. You know, and old girl. Yeah, old girl is going to make sure that, you know, unfortunately, we live in a very opulent society where it's pretty much driven by that almighty dollar. I ain't trying to do the OJs, but it is. You know, I mean, straight up, you know, like you said earlier, that's not my line, that's Public Enemy. It's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny in the land of milk and honey.
Oh, yeah, that's
their line. And it's real. You know, but I would like to ask the question, can love stand alone? You know, again, Dr. Rock's going to put that hard question out there. Dr. Rock's got some love out there. Hopefully they're listening in. And I want to know, would you live in a cardboard box with a doctor? It's getting cold outside. You know? I mean, straight up. I know you got your little jean skirt on, and I don't mind people watching when I'm making love to my woman. You know, we can set up two cardboard boxes. We can put two together and see if we can make this thing work.
Hey, cut a hole in one of them so they can get a, you know, a sneak preview or something.
So get some circulation, some ventilation. But it's all about love. You know, would you love me without money? That's the key. Would you a poem about me and not say my name? You know who just chimed in, that old New York girl.
Oh, you see him?
Yeah, but she quoting Larry. Old Larry is live and in living color. Bring her in so I can blast her. Bring her in, Dr. Rock. I mean, Professor K, I hear. We had some technical difficulties, but I'm glad she called in. She blasted the Obama and Larry and the UPS man, and she can't say Dr. Rock online.
Excuse
in the
me.
Video. Playing
no,
me like
wait.
A funky piano, like my head, my name Willie Plankhead. Where's the love, Sister LaPata? Where's the love?
It's there.
Puff, puff, pass, pass.
You know that's right.
Yeah, you know,
oh
you holding
God.
The joint too long. You marinating, looking like you acting real selfish. You're trying to get your own high. What about us? We got to get high, too. Again, guys, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties the first 10 minutes of the show, but we have Sister LaPata on the show, on the air now. She's a spoken word artist out of New York. I wonder if she could do that piece for me, Africa
right
Afar, now. Far Africa.
Look, I'm walking.
Look. She don't want to say my name on the air.
Yes, I do.
See that, boy? I tell you, hey, Professor K,
Mm-hmm.
You know how the New York chicks is. They don't make salsa. No, girl, I'm glad you chimed in, though. Hey, what's going on? We got a subject tonight. You think love can exist without money?
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Because what happens, you can work it out together.
Well, Dr. Rock just put it out there. Look here, I got this condo. It's called a cardboard box. I got it set up real nice. I got some newspaper up under it. And I just wanted to know if you was willing to move in. It's all about love. Don't play me. Don't be laughing at me. These are my heartfelt words. You don't hear the passion in my words? I need a red bone in my cardboard box. I need some love up in here. Where's the love, Lord? Where's the love?
Where's the love?
I'm waiting for an answer. You moving in or not? Don't be doing no rap. We don't need no human beatbox. We need the love in the cardboard box.
In the cardboard box. Well,
straight up on 125th and Lennox. I'm right down the street from the club.
Okay, well, you know what? I could do that.
See, not she down.
Right on 125th Street. That's right.
She can do that. But she can't do that on Scott and Reed Road up in here in Houston, Texas. Where's the love?
Where's the love?
I mean, that's what Dr. Rock is about every Thursday. Even on Tuesday when I do my social commentary show, guys. Do we actually think that we're going to continue to exist and coexist on this planet without showing some love to each other?
That's true.
We need to straight up check ourselves. This shit is real. I know I make jokes. I make jest of it. I ain't Richard Pryor. I mean, do we actually think that we're going to be able to coexist on this planet harmoniously and not love each other? Because we show more hate today, more disdain, more jealousy, hateration, all of the above, before we're willing to show somebody some love. We lie through our teeth. We fake until we make it. We do everything but love each other. And we just keep on tripping like it's all good. It ain't. Doctor going to tell you in the 12, because I don't give a Frank Scarlet. I'm going to let you know. You hate me anyway. Because you know why I hate black people. Everybody knows why I hate black people. I'm going to put it out there. Because you know what? It's time to take some medicine. Because if we know better, we're supposed to do better.
True.
It's time for us to get better. But we got to go through a healing process. We got to be willing to, move in that cardboard box. A Benz don't make you a better person. Sister LaPata, I need to know if that Louis Vuitton swinging on your arm makes you better than the other sister.
No, not at all.
If that Donna Karen suit, I'm gonna put it out there on the big side, that Maybach that you might be wheeling, does that make you better than Dr. Rock in the Barney truck?
No, not at all.
I'm still getting from point A to point B. I got AC. You feel me? I made a rap. See, I did. You get that? You get that down? She ain't writing. Now she got an excuse. I ain't writing. But anyway, she ain't even home, so she can't even do the poem.
That's right. I'm out walking.
Yeah,
on
but
my
she
way
called
to
support the
market,
even with a bad technological day. And that's some love. We got to, sometimes, Sister LaPata, sometimes you got to take the love that people give you and just run with it.
Right.
It may not be everything you want, but it's better than nothing, honey. I ain't talking about the cereal. It's better than nothing. I wish Sister LaPata could be our woman on the street and chime us in to the vibe of the New York thing right quick. That brother want to chime in, Sister LaPata?
Yeah, somebody in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, they're walking down the street.
Okay, if you see a brother, you see somebody want to chime in, give them the phone. I'd like to ask them that hard question.
Oh, okay.
You can be our sister on the street. Now, don't let them grab your ass, I know you got a son at the house waiting for you. Don't let them grab you. I don't want to be responsible for that, But, I mean, I actually know. I think what you said earlier is quite important. If there's love there, everything else can be worked out. I think that's what you were saying. I mean, I don't want to speak, you know, take your words and speak for you, but I think that's what you were alluding to.
It's true.
Yeah, in other words, the foundational premise is that love is here, which is a foundation, and then what we do is if we want to have a certain amount of wealth, we come together with a master plan to slip out of slipping her booty shorts. We crank up the laptop. We come up with a master plan. We put one foot in front of the other, and we make some shit happen. That's how two people become one. We build some legacies. And that's another thing, Africans in America, it's time for legacy building.
Sure.
You know, we just had the next last 20 years of, they just created another echelon above the millionaires called billionaires. We need to create some new six-figure niggas. Some millionaire people, black folks that have, and those people need to give back.
Right.
The problem with America is that everybody got theirs, don't give a damn about the ones who ain't got. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. The revolution will not be televised, but I guarantee you will hear about it on the Dr. Rock Show. I guarantee you, before this thing blow up, she waits. You can chime in to Introspect on Tuesday night, and I will have it on the airwaves. That's what it's all about, guys. You know, we got to be bigger than this. And if we're not, we're going to pretty much get what we've been getting. Straight up. Now, I know 843 don't want to chime in. Do we want to put on blast, Professor K?
I don't know.
That's the Goose Creek in.
Give a few minutes to kind of, you know, get a little warmed up. We got another, I think there's another, I don't know if this D.C.
Bring 202 on the line. Let's see if we can get some answers to some of these questions. Again, guys, you're on the KKMT Radio Network with Dr. Rock, Professor K on Computer Love, where we do relationships and romance every Thursday night. We want to apologize for the first 10 minutes of technical difficulties, but we got a good subject. In a marriage, is love enough? I mean, can love sustain you through a marriage? 202, can love make it happen for you?
I just need to know.
Yeah.
I think they bounced off, too.
Okay. Well, everybody's bouncing because I think we got some, the switchboard is very fragile tonight, but Sister LaPata came back. How can we, Sister LaPata,
Bring her back in real quick, and then
we'll bring in 713. Sister LaPata.
Hello?
Okay, you back? Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a little background noise. How can we do this?
I know.
No, that's all right. That's quite all right. How can we do this? How about two people get together who ain't in love? Okay? I mean, they don't have a lot of money. I'll say it that way. They are in love. They adore each other.
Right.
What can they do together to get the things that they need?
They can. Oh wow, it's really windy. I'm sorry. They can work together,
right?
Collectively, and you know, because I've been there, done that, and pull yourselves closer. You know, and my grandparents were together for 59 years until my grandfather passed away.
Oh.
And they had 8 children. They kept it together. They were not rich, but you know what? They survived the Depression.
Yeah.
They had plenty of food.
Yep.
A beautiful home. And that came from them working together.
Why is it that we can't do that today?
Because we're pretty selfish.
Touché.
Very selfish.
Straight up.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they had an incident here not too far from where I live, over in Briarwood. And the young lady, she had told her husband, because he lost his job, that she's ready to bounce.
Okay.
You know, that was it. But
yeah.
Before she did that, she wanted a Louis bag. This is the God's honest truth.
Help me,
and he
Jesus.
Murdered. And wait a minute. And he murdered her. Now, this brother, he wasn't he's a brother as far as a man is concerned, but he stood 6'4".
Okay.
He couldn't take it.
Yeah.
She was up in his face. She was nagging about a freaking Louis bag. And I was like, wow, that's real. That's wild. You're going to leave him and then you want a Louis bag. And I mean, it was so.
Before I go, I want a Louis
so
bag.
Yes, wait, Sister LaPotta, can you go ahead and tell what's for those of us, you know, who may not be as well versed and as hip as you. What's a Louis bag?
Oh,
I know what it is, but I just want to know for the people, you know, can kind of get a gist of what it is. You're
oh,
talking
Louis
about.
Vuitton. Yes.
Right.
Right. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want, you know, just I know you're trying to elucidate a point. You know, I just, you know, just want to be like, what you talking about?
Oh, okay.
So now, after the story materialized, I mean, was it over the fact that she was leaving, or was it over the fact that she was a greedy ass?
It was the fact that the man was under pressure. He was being hounded by every bill collector. He had provided a beautiful, beautiful home for her, and I mean, just it wasn't enough.
And
you know,
mama ain't never satisfied.
That's
a true story. That happened a week before Christmas, right here in New York in Forest Hills.
I mean, can we see what's up?
Yeah.
What do I have to give you to make you happy?
Right.
And if I got to give you something, there's something wrong with you.
That's it.
The only place you're going to find happiness is inside of you.
That's right.
I don't care what you put on your back, what you drive, how much hair weave you pack in your head.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with your worth and your value as a person. Again, remember we had a show, Professor K, on character and integrity?
Oh, you mean the show that we didn't get no callers?
Touche. Touche. I wonder why.
We got like three callers.
Yeah, it was me and you and one other caller, and I think that was that white guy, the heckler.
the heckler from Kentucky.
Yeah, where the brother's at?
Oh.
Whatever
happened
Kentucky
to,
without yuck.
Yeah, whatever happened to a black man standing like that tree that stood by the water? A man who's got his feet, his roots buried into the ground, that he's going to stand regardless.
Right.
You know, like, okay, first of all, he gave old girl too much.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Because you know what? If I give you love, I tell Professor K this all the time. First time you take a chick out, you know, don't take her to the best restaurant in town.
No.
Yeah, just want to say, hey, baby, look here. Meet me at Rock Creek Park. What time's the sunset? 6:30? 6:39? I'll be there at 6:35. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna see if she shows up.
Exactly.
If she don't, next.
That's right.
You ain't the one. We ain't got to have no conversation. This ain't no dissertation. I ain't even mad at you. Because like I always say in cyberspace dating, Dr. Rock don't tell you, I'm sure you're going to find exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Some more of that drama. Up in Busta Land, he going to bring it to you with his baby mama, them games, with that big disease with the little name.
Mm-hmm.
He going to bring it to you. Because you're making bad choices. Because if you're looking for that eyewash and you ain't looking for no substance, you can get that all day.
Because right.
Money can make you somebody that you ain't.
That's right.
Money is that illusion that we put in front of, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm still upset about the fact that, you know, three women, you know, turned my 401K into a 104K. So now I'm on the other extreme. I'm kind of hesitant about helping my woman. You got to come to a relationship whole. If you come in pieces, you're going to see that thing crumble right before your eyes. And sometimes, as you just stated, that situation, that scenario, in a very ugly way.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, guys, I mean, where Dr. Rock's going to ask this question through all year. Where is the love? I still got this cardboard box. I ain't got no P.O. box. I ain't got no address yet. And I'm gonna put a hole in there so we can have a window that we can look out of. See if the world as it passed by. But I just want to know if you're willing to share that intimate space with Dr. Rock. With no ends and no friends. And we can create some new beginnings. Because that's the kind of love I'm looking for. All the rest of them, they can hit the sticks.
You know him.
Man is an island, but the rock. Am I preaching today? Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Professor K, that's what Professor K is getting paid for.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
In the party, he was supposed to get that hallelujah.
Is that what's going on?
And why do you think they pay you the big bucks?
I thought I got paid the small, insignificant dollars.
See, here we go where love at. Here we go. Now you're going to put my business up. I'm minimum wage employer now.
Yeah, I'm minimum wage employer.
What's going on over here?
Wait, minimum wage like, what, $1.75 now?
Did you hear Sister right? Lapata amen there? You go, girl.
I lose you.
Look at him now. I would.
I gave you a lose you. But, you know, it's the same thing. You know, folks. You know,
still got love for him.
You know, we're going to say the politically correct thing. And it's just the same thing as saying, hey, will you move in with that man, you know, in a cardboard box? Or would you stay with that beautiful woman after she got, you know, ripped across her face and had to have that, you know, that surgery to her eyeball and she doesn't quite look the same? I mean, I think we're going to all say the politically correct thing, but, you know, it's real difficult for us to pontificate and postulate and so forth.
Yeah.
When, I mean, the real question is, are we really being truthful with one another?
See, that's
that?
The thing.
That's the thing. I mean, people can talk all day,
yeah.
But that's the thing. Are people really being truthful? You know, because
people
won't come on,
yeah.
Irrespective of how many people they think are listening. People
are you willing to walk
people,
it?
Yeah, people got an audience, no matter how big or small, they're going to say the thing oftentimes they think make them look best. And sometimes that's the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is the truth, but sometimes it's not. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, character and integrity. That's what it goes. You're talking about things like this, coming to a relationship whole and with a person despite, you know, their downfalls, whether it be a man losing his job or a woman,
right,
you know,
right,
you know, gaining weight or not being as attractive as she was before, maybe even a woman losing her job.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it can be a multitude of things. It's just a matter of, or do you have the character and integrity to stay with this person, although their inner self is left unchanged?
Well, I think Sister Lapata just stated about her grandparents almost 60 years. They had something called stick-to-itiveness.
That's
true. It was something that existed in those days that was called commitment. And it just doesn't exist today. It's easier to get out of a relationship than it is to get into one. To get into one, I got to buy your mama a house. I got to call you every day, even if you don't call me. You know, I got to pay your phone bill. You know, I got to set up a bank account for you. I got to buy you a Louis Vuitton bag. I forgot that one. Yeah.
That's
and then
kinda
I still
crazy.
I ain't going to get no sex. You ain't going to answer your phone. When I call you, you're going to look at the ID and put it back in the bottom of your purse. I got to do all of these things. You know, how about I be blissfully, you know, a bachelor? Buy me a dog and come out cheap. You know, I ain't going to put the dog on my income tax. You know, I don't have to buy insurance and leave that. He don't have to be the benefactor of my estate. But you know what? I can kick that dog in the ass on the way out. But when I come back, he's still going to be happy to see me.
Exactly.
That's loyalty. We don't appreciate what people do for what we do for each other either. And that's both ways, guys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people leave their job and work a second job. They're not doing that just for them. They're doing that for you and the two knuckleheads that got your DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid. They look like you. I say it all the time. I can't push my daughter off the bridge. She give me drama. I can't push her off the bridge, but they can trace her right to me. She got my DNA. I said, yeah, he did it. They got the same DNA. Damn.
Sure.
Here I go. And I got to deal with Bubba and them in the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Rock always says this. I could marry a 300-pound woman today with one tooth in her head. You know why? Because she got a 750 beacon scope, but she's still willing to lay in that box with me.
That's true. He says that all the time.
All right.
Hey, now he co-signs the part.
That's true. He say that all. He say it all the time. That's
girl. Okay, Lionel Richie. Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, you know that ride or die chick. The thing. Give me my ride or die scenario, Professor K.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is another one. He says he says this too. All
okay.
Right, ride or die scenario is if he says, baby, we broke. I'm about to go rob the bank, and then she says, which woman do you drive or hold a shotgun?
There you go.
That's
what I'm
going
to come home and say, baby, look, we need to go get these ends. And you know she can't drive. So get the shotgun. Let's go. She don't even question me. She don't blink an eye. She go get that shotgun, put on her black military boots that I got her, and we bounce. Now, if I'm bullshitting, you know, we might stop at Starbucks and get a coffee.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. You know, why don't you know?
Because at least I know she was down. That's what I'm talking about. But if I ain't playing, when I flip that cone and go into the bank and Bob be on my ass, I know she going to break some knees. That's what I'm saying. I ain't talking about Patty Hearst. I'm talking about AD, Angela Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a down sister. I can't cover all four directions all the time. Sister, sometimes you got to cover me, just like I'm covering you, because I'm trying to catch a bullet for you. What you going to do if they kill the lion? What happens when you kill the lion? The pride suffers. I'm guaranteeing you. You know, they're going to come in there and take you, and they're going to take everything you got, and every generation after you, you're going to have blue eyes. I'm just letting you know. You ain't got to believe the doctor, because most of the things I say come into fruition. People living that shit every day. And they say, well, Doc, you know what? You said that. But why you couldn't see it then? Why do you have to be a victim of your own ignorance? Is our ego so enormous that can't nobody tell us nothing? Never? I still got that box. I'm still on the same corner. I'm going to go ahead and put a sign up. You know, occupancy. You know, we rent like a mug. We go get our meals at the shelter down the street.
Yeah, no.
We're going to wash up at the Y. Sometimes we're going to slip into this hotel. But we're going to walk around this town holding hands and watching some sunsets. Is you is or is you ain't? I'm actually like Jesus. Because if you ain't, move out the way. Let me see that white girl with them braids. Come here, most Nubian princess. Maybe she got the glow. Yeah, maybe she ready to claim the world with me. Maybe she willing to open up the doors to Attica with me. Maybe I need to be down with somebody who's down with me. What is it going to take? Just because, you think you special? That's another thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got good hair. I got these big old hips. I know I look good. And I got tricks. Well, baby, I can train a seal. Straight up. I can show you what to do. I can put it in the movie.
Excuse me.
We'll break it down instructionally. All you got to be is a willing participant. You ain't got to bring that much to the table with the doctor, but you got to be down. Because if you ain't down, you need to move around. I told you, Buster waiting for you. He is. And he gonna act like he love you, too. And 2 years down the road, you're going to find out he got a baby by somebody else. I'm going to bring that drama to you.
Drama.
Because she going to knock at the door like Biggie's old lady did, remember?
I remember that one.
Knocked on that face door. Face was like, what? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be the last one to know, boo. I ain't trying to be nobody's victim. Believe me, you ain't that special. Is you is or is you ain't. And if you ain't, move around. That's a cyberspace term. You know, or go ahead and define some parameters. And say, look, you got a cerebral connection, so we just going to stay right there. And I don't know if I want you to crack my back right now. Break it down to me like I'm a four-year-old. I can deal with it. I'm grown. It ain't the only one. There's a variety of nookies out there. I mean, there's a smorgasbord of nookies out there in this planet.
A bevy.
Yeah, a bevy of them.
That's right.
I mean, you know. Come on now. Everybody ain't ready. They say, I'm ready. But then some of them are honest. They say they ain't ready. I understand. When they ain't ready, though, believe me, they ain't going to admit it. But there's something selfish about that. Because God says, it ain't good for us to be alone. That's not the way he created it. For some odd reason, we like alphabet and arithmetic. They kind of go together.
Anybody?
If you want to master communication, go ahead and put her on, mute her. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, sometimes, we got to just work this thing together, man. We got to. Because we ain't getting nowhere like this, man. I mean, we caught up in this vicious cycle. Sometimes we have 25 callers and we got 3 people talking. I haven't heard from a couple of my callers that were in 2011. I'm kind of worried. I need to check on them. Booty shorts. Sexy Red is missing. She's missing in action. Tomorrow Dr. Rock's going to give them a call and check on them. Make sure they're all right. Because that's what love is. Love is I'm going to call you anyway and just check on you. Because I care. You don't have to disappear. If you need to go, and if Buster has moved in, all you got to do is, hey, Dr. Rock, Buster moved in. I'm cool with that. I'm going to respect Buster because I would tell Buster to respect my house. Straight up. But we got to find some love in this thing, man, for real. What's that other call? 832-546. That's Mr. Ayers.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and bring him in right quick.
Hey, Dr. Rock, how you doing this evening?
What's up? You kind of late, ain't you?
Oh, man, I'm at the office. Sorry, Dr. Rock.
No, I know you was chasing that red bone with big hips. I already know. Love, it's a love thing. Hey, high yellow brother from another mother. It's a love thing. Everybody
it's
needs
love.
Love
thing, Dr. Rock.
Yeah. Let me ask you
time.
A question.
Yes,
is love
sir.
Enough to make a marriage work?
It's love enough to make the marriage work.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get somebody to move in with this cardboard box with me.
Oh, man.
It's
cold outside right now.
Maybe it's cold. I could have froze. I'm going to sing to you. We're going to get some blankets
no
from the Salvation Army.
You ain't got no running water?
I ain't got none of that.
You ain't got nothing.
I ain't got Nathan. I got nothing but some love for you.
Dr. Rock, that's going to have to happen. That's going to have to hold them.
That's it.
That's going to have to hold them because that's all you got.
That's it.
That's going to have to work. That's the glue for any relationship or marriage. That L-O-V-E is the glue.
Straight up. Now, the question is, how many people would do that? How many people do you think would do that? What percentage of people would do
that? Let me count them on my finger, Dr. Rock. I think I come
you
up
go.
With zero.
What is it? You tell Locke, if you can find 500, can you find me 50? Maybe 5. Can you find me 1? You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
I bet we can't find 1.
You find her. Because
the doctor
inside of her.
Yeah, I'm talking to what, 1 million people? I can't find 1?
Yep. Can't find 1, Doc. It's hard out here now.
How you doing, brother?
Hard out here now.
Where's the love?
Doc, see, there used to be something called love in the black community where no matter what happened, but the food stamps got turned off, the lights got turned off, the water got turned off, you still had family. You and your wife or your girlfriend was together. But see, now we have the 21st century love, which is, look, this ain't working. I got to move around.
21st century love is I can do bad all by myself.
Myself, that's right.
Now, why would
that's
you want
right.
bad by yourself? I didn't see the movie. I don't support that stuff. Tyler Perry needs to upgrade his game. I mean, it makes no sense. We hear these cliches and we just run with this. Why would somebody want to do that by themselves? And they're proud about it. They're shaking their hair weave. I can do bad all by myself.
Is that feminist, Dr. Rock?
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, sir.
And don't call yourself intelligent. An idiotic crescendo. Please don't. Ain't no method to that madness. That's tomfoolery. It's idiotic. And you don't have to worry about the doctor because I don't want to be with you no way. Talking like that. You don't even know which way is up. You need to upgrade your game. Okay, so, okay, anybody know anybody out there going to move in this box with me?
Well,
it's getting cold. I need
it.
I'm calling some people for you, Dr. Rock. I'm calling some people.
who are you calling?
He's calling somebody.
Where?
I'm calling somebody.
It's looking bleak, man. Here's the thing that we don't really see. That same person who's in that cardboard box, or that same, lady who's gained that weight or all this kind of stuff, if they're true to form, then that lady's gonna, she's gonna work to keep that man happy, whatever that means. And that man who's in that cardboard box, he's gonna work to get you up out of that cardboard box. And y'all gonna ideally, you're gonna have the benefits, reap the fruits, or enjoy the fruits of that labor, getting out of that cardboard box. And of course, folks, we use these terms, metaphorically. The cardboard box is just metaphorically speaking for a brother who maybe you seem like he's a little down and out,
right?
Out on his feet. The woman who's gained weight. Hey, we use that literally and metaphorically. The woman who's actually gained weight, or the woman who's basically not the woman she used to be.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But understand this. What I'm not trying to be metaphorical about is about love. That shit's real. Straight up. I got a good one for you, because, guys, this happens. You got a little nice little condo house. You got the toys, cars, trucks, motorcycles. And old girl moves in. Now, you don't really care that she at the house all day, watching TV, eating up your bonbons. She running up your light bill. But flip the script. Because I was paying this budget anyway. So I let her in, so I'm obviously willing to pay the upgrades. But flip the script. For some odd reason, sisters, a brother move in, and he got to split half the mortgage. Wasn't you carrying this budget before I came up in here? It's all about money. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to get us to a very ugly place. I promise you. You ain't got to believe. All you got to do is sit back and watch it. In 20 years, Dr. Rock is quoting it, the destruction of the Institute of Marriage. We won't even be here. We will have de-evolutionized to an ideology that we feel like it's not even necessary. Watch. Fuck my word. This thing, socially, on a real tip, we are de-evolution. This thing is on a downstroke. We have taken up the culture of another people. We don't know who we are. We're following these people off the end of the cliff. We better remember who we are and start loving each other again. Because I'm going to guarantee you can't stand by yourself. If you think you can, like I said, when you see those tanks riding down the road, the first victims of war, women and children. I know. We need each other, guys. And we got to figure this thing out and start working together. And just put a little humility in your relationship. Nothing wrong with massaging some feet. If your mate is tired, even if they ain't tired, it can be kind of sensual. That might be the beginning of something, some fireworks in the bedroom. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cooperation. Instead of me pontificating my ego and rebutting everything somebody said, how about I just sit back and try to get along? How about I just try to work it out and be a little bit more acceptable, as opposed to being argumentative and debate. Everything is a debate. Hey, baby, you think I should turn right? No, turn left. Well, baby, we're going to turn left. What the hell? Why you want me to turn left? Just so I can make another block and come back to where we were supposed to be going anyway? That was metaphorical. But again, it's ludicrous. It's asinine. It's asinine. It really is. And Dr. Rock can say these things with a clear conscience, because I ain't playing. Again, guys, I want to apologize for the first 10 minutes of Computer Love. We had some technical difficulties. Thankfully, Professor K was on top of his game and brought us back to the airwaves and cyberspace. But I really want to know. I need to know, where is the love at? I need people to call in and tell me different scenarios where they saw someone expressing love. You know? And we're probably going to be, like we did the show on Integrity and Character, we'll probably be by ourselves that day.
Probably by ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. You know, but we'll get all the calls about the drama. He got another baby. She had three babies, and I didn't know it. And they by three different men, yet I'm taking care of her every day. I'm doing a show next Thursday, and it's called My Jezebel. I know she a hoe. What did Jesus say when he met her? When he met Mary Magdalene? She said, well, you know I'm a prostitute. He said, you were. Because I'm going to change your life. I'm going to find the good stuff in you, and I'm going to bring it out to the surface. And we're going to build a legacy. And I'm going to forget about all those things that you did in the past, because ain't nothing I can do about that. And you're going to forget about all the things I did in the past. And we're going to start from this point, and we're going to build something great down that road called a legacy, me and you. And people are going to look at you differently. I promise you. That's my commitment to you, My Jezebel. I like the name. Sounds sexy. I know she got skills, but we're just going to teach her, you know, maybe some accounting skills. We're going to teach her some marketing skills. We're going to utilize what she got so that we can get what we want. Yeah, I stole that one. Straight up. So play us some walking down the street music there, Professor K. I got love for you,
hey,
Professor K. Thank you guys
A-W-B.
For chiming into the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock, Professor K. Every night on that Computer Love thing, we're still looking for, where is the love?